Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. What is up? Happy Friday. It's the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Of course, Trump. A lot of stuff going on. Man, it's never a quiet day at the White House. Still trying to figure out which way he's going to be heading when it comes to the Trump band. You got stuff going on with Kellyanne Conway. Betsy DeVos had her first opportunity to visit a school in the D.C. area. It did not go as planned. You've got Republicans that are getting absolutely scorched and essentially attacked in town hall meetings. It is something I don't think many people thought was going to take place. But the anger is out there. The anger is out there, and the person that is in the crosshairs of that is the Donald. Yesterday, of course, the Ninth Circuit shot down his appeal as far as his executive order went. Now it's time for him to move forward. What are they going to do? Is they going to appeal it to the Supreme Court, or is he going to try to get it reheard by the Ninth District Court, which means a circuit court, which means they'll have, I think, 11 judges on that. So we'll see what happens. But this is Trump talking about how he plans to move forward.
So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process. And ultimately, I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
What he's talking about and what people are talking about is the Ninth Circuit decision yesterday left a pretty decent sized door and a roadmap of how to get through that door if Trump wants to enforce some of this. And first and foremost, it's be more specific. Meaning people that are residents here, that have been residents here, that have obtained green cards, that maybe own homes, that have been here for a while and have done everything, that are already visa holders, those aren't the people you should be going after. You've essentially banned people that have been here for a while, and you can't do that. That's kind of what they're saying. What they're essentially saying is be more specific, meaning these people are fine. Now, other people coming in, that's a different story. You have the constitutional grounds to stand on that. Congress has given it to you. You have the grounds to do it. If you're more specific and detailed, you're probably going to win this. Even if it's a 4-4 as far as the court goes in the Supreme Court side of things. So you could either A, modify your executive order, or most likely what he's going to do is he's going to issue another order that is going to be more specific. And I've thought all along, I have zero problems with us vetting the way that we should be vetting. I have zero problems with us looking at the process that's currently going on in certain countries, especially those that have the likes of ISIS and Al-Qaeda that are predominant in those countries, that maybe, just maybe, we take a step back, this new administration, and look at it. Zero problems with that. It's a moratorium. It's a pause. It is not a forever. All right? It is not a forever. And people are like, well, Syria, it says indefinitely. Well, you know, Syria's got much bigger problems to fry. And by the way, Assad, the president-ish of Syria, has said that there's no doubt that terrorists are using the refugee program to get into the West. He's got no doubt about it. So if he's more specific, I don't think he's going to have a problem with it. I think even the Ninth Circuit Court, which is a very liberal court, they're backed up. What did I see today? That not only on average, it's about 80%. It was 86% in 2014, I think, that were overturned by the Supreme Court. On average, it's about 80%. And they're backed up. They have like some 13 or 14,000 cases where people are. It is a mess. It is an absolute mess. And it is a very liberal, biased court that he never had a shot at winning. If he does this and he does it the right way, it's the old, you know, this is what he should have done in the beginning, right? You go buy a piece of lumber, you get home, you measure it once, you cut it, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work. You're like, oh. What do they say in life? Measure twice, cut once. Measure once, cut twice. All he's got to do, revamp it, relook at it, take it in a much better way that is going to be, at that point in time, he rolls it out there. They got nothing on. They don't. Be smart, which I think he is. I think he understands it. I think he's going to go back there, and I still don't buy the fact that he's, you know, they said, well, I wanted to, you know, I don't know, you know, wait a month, but they made me go do it sooner. Sorry, don't buy that. On top of all of that, he has talked to a lot of leaders around the world. But one thing he did do was he sent a note to Xi Jinping, who was the president of China. And he sent a note rather than call him. They finally spoke today. And this is what he had to say, how the phone call went with Xi Jinping.
It was a very, very warm conversation. I think we are on the process of getting along very well.
There's one issue China has with us, right? They know that Trump is blustery and boisterous and in your face, and America looks down on China for the way that they treat political dissidents and the way that they've done things in the past. They're okay with that. They get that. They don't have any problems with the way that people look at them. They have one problem, and it's not even the problem that a lot of people think. You know, it's not freeing Tibet, or it's not, you know, it's not Thailand or any of these things. That, I mean, Hong Kong or any of the other stuff that people talk about. Their one problem is the one China rule. That's off limits as far as they're concerned. Meaning it's the one kid thing. That is the off limits thing. Everything else is on the table. They're fine. They'll discuss it. They'll argue. They'll do all of that stuff. One China policy? Nope. Not a fan. Stay away. Don't talk about it. Don't say anything. That's going to get you shut up like that. He has backed away from it. There you go. There you go. In my business, I interview a lot of people. Sometimes you'll get somebody saying, look, everything's on the table. You can talk about everything. But there's one thing that they don't want to talk about. Now, sometimes that's the only thing anybody wants to hear. So they're like, if they're not going to talk about it, then let's not have them on, right? But if they're, you know, if it's been around a while and it's really not the thing that everybody really cares about anymore, they're interested in a person or something that's going on, then, you know, you say, fine, I'll stay away from that because there's other stuff I want to talk about. It's the same thing. Stay away from it. If this is the fear, if this is the issue, if this is the thing that's, you know, we've got to understand that China is the second most important country in the world. Economically, militarily, they're still behind us. And while they've made great strides, they're still far further behind than most people realize. But they're important. They're important because as trade comes up over the next several years, and now with us being out of the TPP, many people are worried that they're going to go cut deals with other countries that will now make them as close to those other countries as we are, Australia, Japan, those kind of nations. So we want to have a good footing with China because we do business there as well, obviously. And at the same time, we want to make sure that we're in good with all of the people rather than China coming into places like Japan. Because what ends up happening is they get a better trade status. They get a better situation where they're trading and doing more things with China. All of us, we become asked out in some ways. They don't need us as much. We don't want that. One policy, stay away from it, deal with something else. I'm fine with that. Smart thing to do. I'm sure there's things here that we don't want to be lectured on in this country, especially by a country like China or, you know, Russia or many other countries. You just stay away from that, we move on. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, good stuff. We had so much stuff today. Where do you hear the story about a woman in Buffalo who wanted to homeschool her kids, the nightmare that she's going through? Grammy weekend is here. We got great Grammy facts throughout the day, and we got some PC songs that if you played them today and if they were essentially brought up today, you could never get away with it. It's the Chad Benson Show. This is ground control to Major Tom.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Grammy weekend. We've got a lot of Grammy facts that you may or may not know. I'm going to go with you don't know. These are more fun facts about great musicians who may have done really well or may have not done well at all when it comes to the Grammys. Case in point, David Bowie won just one competitive Grammy in his lifetime. 1984, Bowie took home his one competitive Grammy for Best Video Short Form. This year, he's probably going to win four posthumous awards, they're thinking. Best Alternative Music Album, Best Rock Performance, Best Rock Song for the title track, and Best Engineered Album Non-Classical. That's what he's up for. I bet you he wins a few. But in his lifetime, he never really won anything except for Best Video Short Form. Think about that. Think about how great Bowie is. We've got some more facts throughout the day with the Grammys, and I think you're going to scratch your head and go, are you kidding me? Are you including one about a group of singers that won an award against maybe all odds? Maybe all odds. I don't know. I'm thinking yes, though. I'm thinking yes. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHAD. It is called the Urban Word. We roll it out to you because we want you to be hipper and cooler. Let's do it.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
Your urban word of the day actually comes from two places. You got two versions of it, but it means essentially the same thing. Chip tease or chip off? I got chip offed. You open a bag of chips, what do you think? It's full, it's not full. Barely any chips in there. The bag has lied to you. You got chip teased. Every one of us has got chip teased. In fact, I only think it's pretzels now that don't rip you off, right? I got a bag the other day. I thought it was full, and I was so excited. I got in, and it was 70% empty. I was definitely chipped off. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Your cranium is stretched. Stretched a little bit more. Tell you what. There's some ugly stuff going on out there. Republicans are really... not in a great place right now when it comes to, look, they've got everything going for them, but the voices are loud. The noise can be loud. Paul Ryan is saying that he's going to assign some extra security, some people that are heading back because they're worried about the protest and what's taking place. Last night, Jason Chaffetz from Utah had a town hall meeting. People shouted at him, told him to shut the hell up. And this just gives you a small understanding. He's going in front of a bunch of people, as you should, as a politician. You've got to go there and you've got to stand up for what you think is right. But this group of protesters is not allowing you to do a lot of things. And they don't want to hear anything you have to say. As far as they're concerned, you've aligned yourself with the devil. And last night when he was speaking about his choice and America's choice for president, they let him have it.
My heart of hearts, that given the choice that was before us, by far Donald Trump was the better choice. By far.
Yeah, and that was probably the kindest thing that was said to him last night. There was times when people shouted at him, and not with glee. Not with glee at all. You know, they're finding out what Milo goes through every time he goes somewhere. They're finding out what it's like to be Milo. You go somewhere and people are not happy. Betsy DeVos, she's already been sworn in. Yes, Mike Pence broke the tie, but today she went to a middle school in D.C., and protesters were pissed and angry, screaming, shame on you, and she eventually couldn't get into the school, so her staff, you know, and they got her back into her vehicle, and they drove her away. And, you know, she said that she's committed and that people should be able to peacefully protest and say the things that they want to say. But other protesters were a little perturbed. They're like, this is not how we should be protesting. Because this eventually, look, I'm all about protesting. If you feel that you're pissed and you're angry, if you feel that you want to do some, I'm not big into boycotts, I'm going to tell you that. But if you feel that you need to go out there and have your voice heard, I have zero problems with that. But understand, like everything else, like the political correctness, like all of these things that we see where, you know, people got sick of Bush, so we went really far left with Obama. People got sick of Obama and the way that he handled things and the Democrats, and they went to the far right with you know, or the alt-right or whatever you want to call it with the likes of Donald Trump. We get sick of this stuff. We do. We get sick of this kind of attitude and what we call, you know, it really is bitching for the sake of bitching. Nothing gets done. Nothing gets achieved. And I think we all get a little frustrated over time. I think we all get frustrated. Fine that you have your voice. But remember, what is going to happen in the near future is everybody's going to get sick and tired of you protesting. And all of a sudden, your voice and the thing that you're protesting, it falls on deaf ears. Because nobody wants to hear it. It's the boy who cried wolf, right? You go out there, and if every day you're whining and moaning, people stop paying attention. Go to any, like, Planned Parenthood or any of these places where abortions happen. You see people out there with signs day in and day out. After a while, nobody pays attention to them. It's the same thing that's going to happen. Pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose. And right now, too, what everybody's starting to realize is you're no longer picking a battle singularly for yourself over something that the president may or may not do. They're looking at you as you are bitter and angry and don't like the president. It's not good. That's not good at all. If you're going to go out there and protest and you're going to do it all the time and you're going to act the way you act at times, everybody's going to say you're bitter and angry and they're not going to hear it. And everything you say is going to fall on deaf ears. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. I got two polls up today. What's next for the Trump's executive order on travel ban? 65% say a new executive order. 30% says take this order to SCOTUS. 5% says abandon it altogether. Plus, if you were to be executed, we talked about it last night, what method would you choose? 22% say guillotine. 25% say firing squad. 47% say lethal injection. 6% said hanging. You can go to at Chad Benson Show and check it out. You can always text the program as well. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Happy Friday, everybody. The Chad Benson Show.
This is Major Tom to ground control.
The Chad Benson Show.
Ground control to Major Tom.